91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Martin Irvin. A recount of the results in Sydney Ward and Quinty West has confirmed that Rob McIntosh won a seat on council. Gary Quinn challenged McIntosh after losing out on a seat by just 3 votes. The tallies remain the same for both candidates. Though there were no changes, City Clerk Kevin Heath believes the call for a recount was well-founded.
I think that it's fair that a recount was conducted, given there was a 3-vote difference between candidate Quinn and candidate McIntosh.
Heath says now that the voting is electronic, it is far less likely a miscount happens. Federal Finance Minister Joe Oliver is in Toronto today to deliver the government's fall fiscal and economic update. Oliver will be presenting the update this afternoon at a lunch hosted by the Canadian Club of Toronto. The outlook is expected to answer the question of exactly how big the projected 2015 election year surplus will be. Oliver has remained confident that the government will eliminate the deficit next year, even as the world economy struggles and Canada deals with the sudden drop in the price of oil. 2 men in their 20s are dead following a crash of a small plane in Algonquin Provincial Park in central Ontario. A spokesman for the Joint Rescue Coordination Center in Trenton says the pilot had declared an emergency last evening. Captain Alexandra Kadir says the regional air traffic controllers then lost contact with the plane south of the park in the Halliburton area. The plane was found after a Hercules aircraft sent to the area with a Griffin helicopter from the Trenton base, picked up an emergency signal early this morning. The plane had left the Buttonville Airport northeast of Toronto, and the pilot had planned to return there. A groundbreaking agreement on climate change has been struck by the United States and China. The deal puts the world's 2 worst polluters on a faster track to controlling the heat-trapping gases blamed for global warming. China's appetite for cheap energy has grown along with its economy. U.S. President Obama expressed his support for the growing country.
The United States welcomes the continuing rise of a China that is peaceful, prosperous, and stable, and that plays a responsible role in the world. And we don't just welcome it, we support it.
A gun detector system used in the U.S. by the U.S. in war zones is being demonstrated as a way of preventing school shootings. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has the story.
Shot detected. Shots fired! Shots fired!
Inside a grammar school in Methuen, Massachusetts, a police officer fires a blank, demonstrating a system with sensors around the building to detect location and track the movements of a gunman. Head of Shooter Detection Systems, Christian Connors.
What we do is aggregate all the information from all the sensors in the building. That goes to a software program that then, or a PC, that then sends that information out via text, via email.
To alert school administrators and police, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A small town in Massachusetts is ready to take on the tobacco industry with a town hall public hearing tonight. ABC's Todd Ant has that story.
Health officials in Westminster are fed up with bubblegum-flavored cigars, electronic cigarettes, and other new products that appeal to young people. So a public hearing is scheduled tonight on a proposed first-in-the-nation ban on sales of all tobacco and nicotine products. The proposal has divided the small community of 7,700, and with a large turnout expected, officials are moving the meeting from the cramped town hall to a school cafeteria. Now, some Westminster parents support the idea of a tobacco-free community, while shopkeeper Brian Vincent says, if this passes, what's next? Sugar and bacon? Todd Ant, ABC News.
Martin Jacobson is $10 million richer after winning the final hand at the World Series of Poker's No Limit Texas Hold'em main event. The final hand saw him with 3 tens to his opponent's pair of nines. The 27-year-old from Sweden won the top prize last night after outlasting 9 final players during about 16 hours of gameplay in 2 days. Jacobson says he's feeling a bit numb right now.
I think I'm in shock. I'm not really feeling anything right now. I just feel super weird.
There will be 5 days of Black Friday at Walmart stores this year. The world's biggest retailer plans to offer some of its best discounts over the period late this month and early into December.
A top executive at Walmart says Black Friday is no longer about waking up at the crack of dawn to stand in long lines and hope for the best. The retailer says it will offer some of its best deals over 5 days instead of one. A reason why retailers are spreading out their discounts, more shoppers are using smartphones to compare prices.
It's more prevalent among things like electronics because it's easy to compare versus fashion where you try it on and you're not exactly sure if, you know, the dress I see here might not be the dress that's over there.
Sherry Petrus of CSI Group, a customer research firm. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Philae has landed. The probe launched early this morning from the European Space Agency's Rosetta spacecraft made history by making a successful touchdown on a speeding comet millions of kilometers from Earth. Controllers at the agency cheered and hugged each other after Philae secured itself, and they hope to be getting the first pictures ever taken on the surface of a comet soon. Actress Carol Ann Suzy has died at the age of 62. She is best known as the voice of Mrs. Wallowitz on The Big Bang Theory. She passed away yesterday in Los Angeles after a brief battle with cancer. Suzy never actually appeared on the show, but she voiced dozens of episodes as the off-screen presence of Howard's mom. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Why should your business join Buy Locally Owned? Because consumers need to know that local businesses typically offer higher levels of service and product knowledge. Buy Locally Owned works to educate consumers. Become a supporting member online. BuyLocallyOwned.com.
Locally owned, everybody wins.
QNET Sports, the Bulls will host the Kingston Frontenacs tonight. The puck drops at 7:05. Elsewhere, Erie Otter Connor McDavid is scheduled to see a specialist today. He is out indefinitely after hitting his hand on the boards during a fight last night. The 17-year-old forward is expected to be the top pick in June's NHL draft. McDavid reportedly fractured a small bone in his hand. A spokesman for the Otter says he hopes to have an update on McDavid's condition later in the day. Depending on the severity of the injury, McDavid's availability for the World Junior Championship next month could be in doubt. The Anaheim Ducks may have to face the LA Kings tonight without forward Corey Perry and defenseman Francois Beauchemin. They both missed practice yesterday due to a viral gland infection. Both are undergoing further tests. Toronto welcomes Boston in tonight's other NHL game. Carey Price kicked out 29 shots for his first shutout of the season as the Montreal Canadiens blanked Winnipeg Jets 3-0. Montreal defenseman Mike Weaver explains why the Canadiens allowed just 2 goals in their last 3 games after giving up 14 in the 3 games before that.
I think it's just, it comes down to structure. We got away from our structure for a few games in a row, and I think it's kind of nice, actually, the start of the season to kind of go through a bad spell. You're not going to win every game, and I think a little adversity really makes you stronger in the end, and we learn from that.
Daniel Seddon played the hero for the Vancouver Canucks against the Ottawa Senators. Seddon scored 4 minutes and 5 seconds into overtime as the Canucks beat the Senators 4-3. Sean Mathias, Alex Burrows, and Kevin Bieksa scored for Vancouver in regulation time. The win gives Vancouver a share of first place overall. Mike Hoffman, Kyle Turris, and Mark Stone replied for Ottawa. Turris says he thought his club put forth a good road effort.
I think we got stronger as the game went on. That's kind of how we've been playing. So we just got to play full 60 minutes as opposed to get stronger as the game comes on. And come into a tough building on the road for a first game, get a point out of it, it's something we can take positives out of.
The NBA is stripping Cleveland's LeBron James of his triple-double in Monday's win over New Orleans. He was originally credited with 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. The league reviewed the game video and has taken away one rebound and one assist. James has 37 career triple-doubles. Kyle Lowry continues to impress for the Raptors. Lowry scored a team-high 19 points as Toronto came back to beat the Orlando Magic 104-100. The win keeps the Raptors perfect at the Air Canada Centre at 5-0 and improves their overall record to 7-1. Terrence Ross had 17 points while DeMar DeRozan finished with 16. Lowry says it's important to keep grinding until the end.
I think we always think we got a chance to win. You know, we're going to keep playing no matter what. We're not going to stop playing until the last horn goes off. And, you know, we can't worry about our chances. We just got to go out there and do it.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. At 12:10, it's 5 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Martin Irvin, News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.